天下，北京外语广播。Your bilingual station, AM 774.
Youth English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. A fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Youth English.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one today's show, which is...
All right, everyone. Please get ready to spice up your English with, of course,
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Alright, yesterday's idiom was a little long and it had to do with money.
Right.
And a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember? Well, yesterday's idiom was, money burns a hole in your pocket.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 应该是更准确来讲的是一个句子。Money burned a hole in your pocket. 它表示的一个人有钱之后呢，就有一种非常强烈的欲望把这笔钱呢快速的给它花掉。用英文怎么说呢? Money burned a hole in your pocket. So, what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right. Today's idiom is simple. Only two words. The idiom is money pit. Money pit. Pit is P-I-T. Money pit.
今天的 idiom 有两个单词。第一个单词呢是 money, 很容易,金钱。第二个词呢 pit, P-I-T.翻译成中文是坑的意思，表示说我们路面上如果不平会有一些坑，那么这个坑呢可以用这个词 pit。 那么 money pit 什么叫钱坑？
Sounds a little bit strange. Yeah, maybe we don't want to put our money in the bank, so we put all of our money in a pit.
What for? And put in a pit and bury the money and so nobody can steal it.
Yeah, well, it's one way to save money, right?Put it in a pit.
I don't think so. It's kind of ridiculous, right?
It sounds ridiculous, yeah.
Right, so why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use it?
Okay.
So let's start.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, I can't believe it. I read a newspaper about a property in the U.S. It was $1 million, but now only $50,000. What a bargain.
Yes, I read the same article...But Peter, it's not as good as it sounds. You really have to be careful.
Why?
Well, these houses can really become a money pit.
Oh.
So you think, oh, I spend $50,000 and the house is mine. There's nothing else. But there's hidden fees, usually taxes that need to be paid on the house. And there's other fees. Like, for example, probably the house is in poor condition.So you got to remodel, and that's going to take a lot of money. So you're going to end up spending a lot more than just $50,000.
You're right. I got to be very careful. There's no free lunch.
That's right. So make sure you do your research before purchasing a house.
Could you ask your friend in the U.S. which is more affordable?
Yeah, actually, I have a good buddy that's a real estate agent. He can help us out a lot.
Okay, great.刚才的对话呢，我们用到了这个俚语呢 money pit。 它的场景是什么呢？我看到了一个广告，上面呢说美国的一个房子非常的便宜，原价呢是$1,000,000，现在只售呢$50,000，多么便宜的一件事情。我跟 Sam 说，哎，你看看这个房子真好，我现在想买它。但 Sam 跟我说到，一定要小心了，因为呢它可能是一个 money pit。什么意思呢？看似便宜的一个东西呢，它可能存在着一定的风险，或者呢是一个叫做金钱的陷阱。因为什么呢？看似呢你花$50,000把这个房子买下来了，但是呢有后期很多的费用你需要支付，比如说政府的税呀，比如说你要翻修房子还要花一大笔钱，还有其他的一些 hidden cost 隐性的花费。那么这些钱算起来之后呢，是一笔很大很大的一笔钱，所以呢你在买这个房之前一定要非常非常的小心。所以我们在指一个事情它可能存在一定风险，当我们在做投资的时候呢，一定要注意可能存在的这个 money pit。 看起来 比较优惠的一个条件，可能后期呢会给你带来很多的麻烦。
Okay, so Peter, you use the Chinese word for trap.
Right.
And in English, pit is often a kind of trap.
Right.
So in the beginning, I joked, oh, pit is a place where we can put our money. But no, here, pit is talking about a money trap.
Right. 所以呢，刚才 Sam 解释到呢，我们刚才讲到了这个 idiom 里面的一个 pit。还可以用另外一个词来替换它，叫 trap。如果用 trap 这个词来替换它的话，那么这个 idiom 的意思就非常直白了，表示一个金钱或经济上的一个陷阱。
Right.
T-R-A-P.
Okay, so some other examples of money pits. We talked about buying a house in the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But also, you know, some other things that could be a money pit can be something, for example, like tuition.
Right.
So going to college, it, depending on where you go, like if you go in the U.S., you can end up spending a lot of money on college tuition.
Right. 比如说我们在上学的时候，特别知道美国的一些学校看起来学费呢还是可以的， It's affordable. 一定要小心了，因为学校呢可能还会收你其他的一些费用。
Like for example, if you're a traveling abroad student, then it will also include like airplane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take that in consideration. Book fees.
Right.
And other fees.
Accommodations.
The accommodations. Right. All those fees should be included. And you kind of can forget about those kinds of fees.
Right. 所以呢大家在计算出国留学的费用的时候呢，不仅仅要考虑到学费，同时呢，我们说交通的费用以及呢你住的费用，因为有些学校它不提供 campus accommodation， 那么你如果住在校外的话呢，会比较贵。那么这些因素呢，都可能成为 money pit。
Yeah.
Okay, so money pit is today's idiom, and we've done with it, right?
Right.
And now let's go to part two of today's youth English.
Okay, part two is Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, I have a question. I know there's a former TV show which sounds like a kind of detergent.
Aha, you must be talking about soap opera.
Right. So why, you know, the TV showhas anything to do with the detergent?
Well, maybe it's because the show just gives you that dirty feeling where you feel like you gotta go wash your hands afterwards.
I don't think you're right.
Yeah, I don't think I'm right either. But I can tell you a little story about why soap operas are called soap operas.
Okay, 那么刚才呢我跟 Sam 开了一个玩笑，有一种电视剧呢它用的是我们平时生活用的这个肥皂来命名的。为什么说电视剧跟肥皂他们两者呢产生了联系？ Sam 说有些电视剧呢听起来比较脏，所以呢用这个肥皂呢给它清洗，当然是开玩笑了。那么什么是肥皂剧？今天呢我跟 Sam 给大家讲解一下肥皂剧的历史，以及呢去年非常流行的一个肥皂剧。
Okay.
So before we go to the story, and now let's check the vocab first.
Alright, great idea. Today's first word for hit the books is debut. Debut.
今天的第一个单词呢 debut， 这个发音一定要注意了，因为它的拼写呢是 debut， 但是它的发音它没有念成 debut
or
debut 等等，它的发音第一个 e 呢它念成了 day， 后面那个 t 不要发音 debut。
So maybe a FrenchSounding word?
Right, 那么呢它的发音呢听起来呢应该是一个法语单词，表示一个人初次登台做一个什么什么事情，就可以用这个词 debut.
Yeah, debut.
So could you give us some example when we use debut?
Well, for example, a TV show will debut on a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first of the show series.
那么第一个情况呢，比如说这部电视剧第一次播放，就可以用这个词呢 debut。
Well, some movies can internationally debut. The movie can be released in several countries.
那我们知道呢电影呢它有一个首发式，特别是一些大制作的电影，它呢可能推向国际的一些市场，特别呢它推向海外市场，那么都有一个首发的播映室。那么这个首发首映这个词呢就可以用我们今天学到的英文单词 debut。
Okay, our next word is detergent. Detergent. D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T. Detergent.
第二个单词 detergent 翻译成中文是洗涤用品、洗涤剂或者我们说的洗衣粉等等 detergent.
So we have laundry detergent, we have detergent that we use when washing dishes. There's quite a few different kinds, right?
Right. 所以说我们买这个 detergent 的时候呢，它有不同的种类。有一些 detergent 它的目的呢，比如说我们来洗衣服的；还有一类的 detergent， 它的作用呢是来清洗我们的盘子啊、我们的碟子等等。
Next is the word commercial. Commercial. C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L. Commercial.
下一个单词 commercial 翻译成中文是商业的，这是作为一个形容词来使用，商业的什么什么利益啊，商业的一个目的。但是今天这个 commercial 呢，是作为一个名词呢，是指我们电视播放当中出现的广告 commercial。
So commercials can be very funny, very interesting, right? And I know, like, especially during sports events, commercials can be very, very expensive
right.
to air on the show, right?
Particularly Super Bowl in the States.
Because we just had the Super Bowl in the States, right? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to buy a time slot for the commercial, it took more than $1 million.
Right, 我们提到了这个电视的商业广告呢，有的时候呢比较好玩的，有些比较搞笑，但有的时候呢是比较 annoying， 比较令人烦的一些商业广告。但有些广告呢，如果说在大的一些赛事啊或者一些晚会之前播放这个 commercial 的话呢，会非常的昂贵。比如说我们提到了美国的这个超级碗，如果在他比赛之前能够播放广告的话，你要花费大笔金钱才可以把你的产品呢在电视上进行播放。
Okay, next we have the word appreciative. Appreciative. A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-I-V. Appreciative.
下一个单词是个形容词 appreciative. 对一个东西感恩的意思是一个形容词。
Okay, so if you give me something, then usually I can respond by saying, hey, I'm very appreciative that you gave me blah, blah, blah. Okay, lastly, we have the word exponential.Exponential. E-X-P-O-N-E-N-T-I-A-L. Exponential.
今天的最后一个词呢 ,exponential, 是一个数学的名词，它是指指数的意思。如果指一个事情，它是指数式的那种发展，表示它发展的速度是特别的快的。比如说 ,exponential growth.发展的速度呢，可能是三倍、五倍、十倍，可能百倍的速度进行发展，不停的翻倍，就可以用这个词 exponential growth. Okay, so Sam, please give us the information about the soap opera.
Okay, here we go. A soap opera, soapy or soap, is a serial drama and suspense on television or radio.Which features related storylines about the lives of multiple characters. The stories typically focus on emotional relationships to the point of melodrama. The first serial considered to be a soap opera was Painted Dream, which debuted on October 20th, 1930, on Chicago radio station WGN. Early radio series such as Painted Dreams were broadcast in weekday daytime slots.Usually 5 days a week, when most of the listeners would be housewives. Thus, the shows were aimed at and consumed by a predominantly female audience. In the name, soap refers to the soap and detergent commercials originally broadcast during the shows, which were aimed at women who were cleaning their houses at the time of listening or viewing. And opera refers to the melodramatic character of the shows.
文章一开始就介绍了什么是肥皂剧，他提到了几个单词，一是 serial, drama and suspense, 非常好的一个词叫 serial, 系列的连续的意思 serial, 剧中会有很多的 suspense, suspense 翻译成中文的是那种悬念，为什么说一个电视剧非常好呢？因为它的悬念处理的特别好，能够勾起大家的兴趣点，所以我们在写故事的时候在编剧的时候一定要有一个非常好的一个 suspense, 不然的话呢你整个的故事会非常的 boring.
Okay, so where can we find soap operas? Or we can just call them soaps for short. Mm-hmm. Well, we know on television, but also we can find them on the radio as well.
Right, 我看到肥皂剧呢，它不仅仅我们在电视上能够看到，同时呢，通过收音机我们也可以听到这些肥皂剧。
Now, usually soap operas feature related storylines about the lives of multiple characters.
Right, 我们看到肥皂剧的时候呢，跟我们讲到了情景喜剧呢还不一样，因为它每集之间呢是有一定的联系的。如果说你上一集没有看到，那么这一集呢，你可能有的时候会看不懂。
Yes, so if we've ever seen a soap opera, we know what this is talking about. There's usually a lot of characters,And the scenes go back and forth to, okay, what are these two talking about? Now, what are the other people talking about?
Right.
So it's always, there's just so many characters.
Right. 那肥皂剧里面它用到的一个词叫 multiple characters. 有很多的人物，我们想一想我们看过的那些电视连续剧，的的确确很多的人物，有主角，还有配角，还有很多群众演员，还有其他的各种关系的人物。如果你一开始没有看的话呢，从中间开始看会有一定的困难。
Okay, now unlike sitcoms, which are usually kind of funny,、
mm-hmm.
the stories in soaps are usually focused on the emotional relationships, but not just regular emotional relationships, really to the point of melodrama.
肥皂剧呢，它的故事情节呢，都有关于Emotional relationship 是关于人的情感的，和我们讲到的情景喜剧那种夸张的那种搞笑的剧情呢是截然不同的。
Right, so we could say soap operas are kind of ridiculous, right?
Well, some of them are.
Right, yeah, so it turns out that her boyfriend is really her brother, and her brother is really her uncle. I mean, the stories can get quite crazy.
Right, so that's why they keep going for like a 300 episodes.
Yeah, they keep going. People die, but then they'll come back, and you think, what? I thought you died, but no, they weren't dead.
Right, because the producer wanted them back, right?
Right. Okay, so this melodrama is kind of that exaggerated drama, not regular drama.
那么看看这段里面最后一个词 melodrama.为什么说在 drama 我们知道表示戏剧或戏剧表演，前面再加一个 melo?Melodrama 是指那种非常夸张的那种戏剧表演，往往达到了让人觉得无法相信的一个地步。那么这种表演叫 melodrama.
And we'll talk about the word melodramatic a little bit later. Now, this is something else I didn't know about soap operas. They originally started on the radio.
肥皂剧一开始呢，也是从收音机开始进行广播的，之后呢，变成了电视上的肥皂剧。
Now the first soap opera which was on the radio was called Painted Dream.
Right, the first one was Painted Dream.
It debuted on October 20th, 1930.
Debut, D-E-B-U-T, 我们讲到的这个词表示说第一次出现。在这里面呢，表示第一次播出的这个肥皂剧，它的名字叫 Painted Dream. 年代呢是1930年，在哪呢？ Chicago, 芝加哥。
Yes. Now we know a lot of these shows are like modern soaps where they're usually on 5 days a week and they air at a certain time.
Right, 我们看看它播出的时间是什么，提到的词呢是 daytime slot.
Now I remember, for example, when I was a child, I loved watching cartoons in the morning. But you had to be careful because once the cartoons ended around 11 o'clock,All of the soap operas came on.
Right, 所以大家看电视节目的时候呢，一定要关注自己喜欢节目的这个时间段。这个英文拼写是 SLOT, 同时发音一定要注意 be careful.
Yes, and the time slot that these are usually on is around 11 o'clock or so.
Right.
Now, as we probably already know, the listeners of soap operas or the viewers of soap operas are largely women.
这些肥皂剧的听众或者观众是哪一群人呢？ Women, 更准确的说呢是 housewives.
Right, so especially was this true in the past, where housewives were at home cleaning and getting the house ready.
那么看看文中用到的两个词呢，这种节目它针对的人群是谁呢？用的词组是 aim at, A-I-M.Aim 这词我们学过，作为名词呢表示目标，作为动词呢表示的是对准了谁谁谁。 那么如果对准了谁呢，后面加一个介词 at somebody， 同时呢 consume 这个词，这种节目呢被谁来消费，像一个商品一样必须得有人去 consume this kind of show， 它的主力军呢是 women housewife、
yeah. and now we see why it's called a soap opera.
Right.
Okay, well, a lot of the commercials during these operas on the radio had to do with soap. Because here the women are at home cleaning, so what products will sell well with a largely woman audience? Well, soap or cleaning detergents will.
Right, soap or detergent.
So a lot of the commercials were soap commercials, so the TV shows were called soap operas.
Right, 那么大家听懂了刚才 Sam 解释到为什么说叫肥皂剧了。很早以前呢，在播放这些电视剧的时候呢，中间插播的广告呢，基本上都是肥皂啊，或者是一些洗涤的用品。原因是什么？当播出这些节目的时候呢，绝大多数妇女都在家里面在打扫房间，在洗衣服等等。那么她们脑子里面能够接受的产品呢，肥皂、洗衣液等等。那么在这个时间段播出这样的广告会非常好的能够把他们的产品呢推销出去，久而久之呢，这种电视剧呢就叫做 soap opera.
Soap opera is all because of the things that they would sell during the TV show.
This program is sponsored by the detergent factory.
Ah, yes.
So Sam, I remember there was a very popular soap opera from South Korea.
Ah, yes. Actually, Korean soap operas have become quite famous in the world.
Right.
Yes, there was one called in English, My Love from Another Star.
这来自星星的你。去年这部电视剧呢，非常非常的走红，同时这部电视剧呢，也让一些食品非常非常的受大家欢迎。
Well, in that K-drama or Korean soap opera,Beer and chicken wings, I guess, were something often consumed, right?
Right. 当时播放这部电视剧的时候呢，我们说炸鸡还有啤酒是非常畅销的。但是很多人会认为呢，这种饮食的搭配呢，对我们的健康不是特别的好。通过这部电视剧呢，我们知道这个肥皂剧对我们的影响之大。So we see how influential a soap opera can be on the listener and audience.
Yes, and maybe especially with women.
Right. Alright, so time's up for today's soap opera discussion, and I have to say goodbye.
Okay, goodbye everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow. 本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语。